for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Irma's going to come and teach for a while, which we told you about this morning that she was going to, so I guess you're expecting her. And then I'll come, if she leaves me any time, I'll come and we'll conclude with the deliverance. We had a good deliverance session here, Doc did with the men. Real good one to set fall ago.
We had a good one with the women.
Well, I won't make any remarks. I'll just say, come on, Irma.
I'm coming in here with two Bibles. I got my old Bible. I can find anything quick in case you stop me, and then I've got a new Bible. You know, we get used to certain things, certain places. Now, Brother Cook, last night, I accused him of taking the scriptures that the Lord had given me. Of course, he didn't know that. He was over at the house all afternoon, but he swore he wasn't into my Bible. And the Lord gave this to me about 3 weeks ago in the middle of the night. It's about sin. It's about the flesh. How many like to walk in the Spirit, and how many like to just let the flesh have its way? Can you hear me back there? Turn to Romans 7. This is where he read some last night. I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. And he did a beautiful... He has about 15 pages of notes, and I don't have any notes, really. So I'll just have to depend on the Holy Spirit. And I think we better pray for the water. I believe in prayer all the time about everything. Father, we just come now in the name of Jesus, and we ask you for the city to get this water on so the cooks can wash dishes and make that lemonade and all the bathrooms will work. Lord, you're a marvelous, wonderful Father, and you love us. And you want all things to be comfortable for these people because the Holy Spirit is going to make us uncomfortable this afternoon. And we want them to be comfortable. We're going to drink from the living water, the water of life. How many wants life and not death? I'm for life, not death. And I'm for getting rid of all my wages. What are the wages of sin? Death. How many believe we can have authority over death? What was that chorus when you were singing, we're going to raise the dead? Well, we better get the dead out of us before we try to raise the dead with anybody else, hadn't we? Isn't that pretty logical? Romans 7. Now, it's good to study this whole chapter. In fact, it has so much in it, I don't pertain to understand everything that's here. But you study it when you get home. See, on the 6th chapter in the 23rd verse, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Every once in a while, Brother Jack comes up with, we can move into life. Well, if we're going to move into life, we're going to have to move out of death, aren't we, Brother Jack?
Yeah.
We've got to get rid of the death in us, and we've got to repent. How many likes to repent? You know, just to say, Lord, forgive me my sins, that's not going to make it. That's not going to get it. We got to specifically name all these sins as the Holy Spirit shows us and ask Jesus to come and cleanse us. Are you with me?
Amen.
Okay, let's read starting at 11, chapter 7, 11. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. This is Paul talking. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me, that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. Say, I am carnal.
I am carnal.
That's a bad confession, isn't it? But it's true. It's true, isn't it? We have many carnal ways. Sold unto sin. For that which I do, Paul said, I allow it not. For what I would, that do I not. He's really getting mixed up, isn't he? But what I hate, that do I. Does that fit anybody here? When you want to do good, something bad comes out of your mouth sometimes. Let's see what's going to happen. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now, you know, the Bible says somewhere that in the last days, people are going to call evil good and good evil. Well, we're right there, aren't we? That's all the time. 17. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. How many believe when you gave your heart to God that you got everything that God had for you? Anybody believe that? I used to believe that. I was taught that. We thought that was it. Well, we're far from it. But we're pressing what? Toward that prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I was never one when I was in school. I didn't want to be the low grade. I went to high grade. I don't want to stay 30-fold in Christ. I don't want to stay 60-fold. I want to move up toward that prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And the Lord says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. You believe that?
Yeah.
Well, let's believe it. Let's move. Let's move in God. It's going to come through repentance. It's going to come through repentance. For I know that in me, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good? Paul says, I find not. You know, you can try to be so good, and all of a sudden, you find yourself, you've done something that you shouldn't. You see that? But the Lord can change that. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Paul was really in a mess, wasn't he? Now, he's the Apostle Paul. I don't know how long he wrote this after he got saved, but I'll tell you, Romans is a wonderful book, and especially Romans 7 and 8 is just a tremendous bit of literature that is right out of the Holy Ghost, the throne of God. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. How many believe we got some sin in us yet?
Yeah.
Amen.
I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me, that's the battleground, our mind, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Who's going to deliver us from the body of this death? Who?
Jesus.
Uh-huh. The Lord Jesus. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Now we cannot please God in the flesh. We need to learn to walk in the Spirit. I'm going to go right on into Romans 8. And let's see, am I going to read? I'm going to read out of this Bible. It's marked up better. I've got it almost torn up, in fact. I was reading... I read the newspaper every day. I read the Democrat from, not that I'm a Democrat, but I read the Hot Springs paper. I cut this out of the paper. Billy Graham writes, sin blinds sinners. Well, sin blinds Christians too, to its consequences. And he says, somebody wrote in asking, how is it when people know that something is killing them, they keep right on doing it? They keep on smoking two packs a day and get angry when someone tries to stop them from smoking and tells them the consequences. And he said, I wish I had an easy answer for that question, because every day people do things that cannot help. They cannot help, but no will destroy them. See, that's iniquity. He talked about lawlessness last night. When you know to do right and you find yourself doing wrong, that's iniquity. That's lawlessness. The psalmist wrote and said, some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. Do you know that when we know to do good and we don't do it, then that becomes sin to us, and it also causes us to even have afflictions and infirmities. The only explanation I can give is that sin blinds us to its own consequences, and that is one reason sin is so deadly. Sin, of course, can take a multitude of forms, including bad habits. Got any bad habits in here today? I imagine we have. That harm our bodies. But no matter what form it takes, Satan always tries to confuse us and keep us from thinking about the consequences of sin. Because the consequences of sin is death, isn't it? Isaiah said, like the blind, we grope along the wall, feeling our way like men without eyes. For our offenses are many in your sight, O Lord. O Lord, help us. Help us. Okay, now we're going to go to Romans 8. I think Brother Jack likes this too. Don't you like this chapter, Brother Jack? Let's go down to the fifth verse. For they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh. You know, right away, everybody's running to me when I came downstairs. I didn't know we didn't have any water. I was very happy. Everybody's running up and telling me, we don't have any water. I said, oh, dear. I was wondering, we paid the water bill. I know we did. So that's not the problem. But, you know, we are so quick, just like that. We can just be in the spirit and in the flesh then the next minute. Is that the way it is? Am I telling you the truth? For we, this flesh wants everything just hunky-dory, just like we want it, you know. Don't bother me with all anything else. I want just what I want. For they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. We just read that about being carnal over there. In fact, we confessed that we are carnal. But to be spiritually minded is life. There's that word life again, and peace. Life is the opposite of death, isn't it? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. That's what the Lord said to me in the night. He talks to me in the night. I guess I listen better. He said, you go around saying your flesh is so weak. He said, your flesh is not weak, it's strong. Because it's enmity toward the Holy Ghost. I thought about that. I got out of bed and went and looked that up in the Bible. You know, sometimes he just drops these little nuggets to you in the night, and then you don't know exactly, you know, where it is. You just know you've read it. And I got it, and I looked that up, and I thought, oh, I must be really carnal. Lord, help me. I've been praying about that for about 3 weeks. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Well, you know, spiritually we are. Experientially, I would say we aren't. Now, some of you may be. I'm not judging us, but we don't want to think that we walk in the Spirit. I'd like to think I walk in the Spirit every single day, every moment of the day. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And everything he says to do, I do it. Everything he says, don't do that, I don't do it. But you see, I haven't arrived there yet. Maybe you have. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ or the anointing, it means he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Haven't you been quickened? I was so tired when I came down here this afternoon, but the singing just quickened my spirit. 1 minute of the anointing can do miracles in your body. You know that? Hallelujah. 1 minute. Praise God. Therefore, I appreciate these musicians because don't you believe this is anointed music? Amen. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. Ooh, who wants to die? Ben says he wants to live to be 120. Well, I don't want to die either, and I don't want him to die. And I always say I'll have to live to be as old as him because he won't find his socks in the morning. If I'm not. For if we live after the Spirit, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify, that's put to death. The deeds of the body, ye shall live. Now, in this body and in this carnal mind is where sin is found. I don't know if these theologians are agreeing with me or not. Are you agreeing with me, Brother Jack?
Yes, I'm pretty good.
Praise God. I like to praise hear God. Them agree with me.
Amen.
Or else disagree. Now, if we're going to mortify the deeds of the flesh, what are we going to do? How are we going to do that? Well, the Bible says we're going to overcome evil by doing good. And every time you do something evil, get on your knees and say, Jesus, I've sinned again. Mm-hmm. I've sinned again. I need your precious blood to cleanse me. We were singing about the blood. The blood of Jesus is so important because it washes away our sins. And we need our sins washed away because we don't want these deeds that's going on in our body to continue. And as long as sin is in there, in this body, well, we're not going to walk in the Spirit. Yeah, we might part of the time walk in the Spirit. I'm going to read you something else. Now, this verse is a key verse in the Bible. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know, a lot of people say, oh, that old message of sons of God. Well, wait just a minute. This is the Word of God. Don't be condemning that. There may be a group here a few years ago went through the land and said they were sons of God. Well, the Lord will take care of them. We don't have to condemn every little thing. But this is true and right, isn't it? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. There it is. For ye, have any of us arrived there yet? No, but we're pressing on, aren't we? Are you better than you were 20 years ago? Are you more spiritual than you were 10 years ago? Or 5 years ago? Or last week? Or even from yesterday, today? How many ladies here? I want to see your hands. I want you to stand up and show these men that Jesus delivered you this afternoon. Everybody that got delivered upstairs or got anything from the Lord, I mean, there was some wonderful, wonderful deliverances up there. Praise God. Oh, you husbands are going to have new wives. You surely will, Brother Jack says. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Abba, Hallelujah. Father. Let's cry that out to him this afternoon. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. You know, in John it talks about in the servant realm, you know, and then it says anybody who will obey the voice of the Lord, he says, I'll call you my friend. Didn't he say that? And over in Hebrews, he says, I'll call you my brethren. Do you realize that we're a joint heir with Jesus? And he's our elder brother? And he walked in the Spirit, didn't he? He obeyed the Father. And that's what we're pressing in to obey. How many like to obey? How many like to obey their school teachers? How many of you women like to obey your husbands? You heard me say, we got to get downstairs or Glenn will get me. We were pressing on to 25 till 4, I guess it was, or 3 or something, 3. And I said, we had to shut that. You know, you can shut it off, a meeting. You don't have to just, because I'm afraid of him. I have to obey him. So if we'd have stayed over there until 4:30, he might have come up there, or 3:30. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him. How many likes to suffer for the cause of Christ? Well, that we may be also glorified together. He did a lot of suffering. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to compare with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You know, there was such glory upstairs in that room that you were almost breathless, weren't you? It was just a holy glory. That's all you can say. These women, I mean, when we started to praise the Lord, that's the presence of God. That glory cloud came down over us, and it was so precious, wasn't it?
Amen.
And I told him, you can do that at home. Mm-hmm. When you feel depressed or the enemy is fighting you and everything's going wrong, start praising Jesus. Just praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. And don't do it for 2 minutes. You may have to do it for 20 minutes until that anointing comes down. Now, it's the anointing. I wouldn't give 2 cents for any service that I go to if it's just churchy without the anointing.
Hallelujah.
I want this anointing and I want this glory to really feel that I've been to church, that I've received something. You know, you can receive something from the Word when the preacher is anointed. But you can receive things, you know, otherwise too. I'm not saying that's the only way. But when he's anointed, it will stick with you and you'll remember the scripture. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Is that in the Bible?
Yes.
The creation is waiting for us, wanting Jesus to be manifested in us. And things are going to happen. I mean, it's closer now than it was last week.
Yeah.
Praise God. But you got to believe it. You got to say, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know what if she's saying the truth or not. I'm just reading out of the Bible. That's what I'm doing. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know, we all know this now, because I'm reading it to you, and you're going to know this, that the whole creation groaneth. If you think creation isn't groaning, I mean, the Holy Spirit is groaning within me day after day for all of the things just going on in America or in our city, groaning the Holy Spirit and travailing in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Our spirit is saved. Of course, even with evil spirits in you, if you believe in Jesus, I'm sure you're heaven bound. But we want heaven down here every day, don't we? Within us. We don't want to go through so much. And we're waiting for this body of death to be redeemed. Yeah. Now, our spirit's redeemed. Our soul is saved, isn't it? That's our mind and personalities. But God is working on our personalities yet. But he wants to redeem our bodies. I was saying to the girls upstairs that really, on your street, there may be more Christians that are sick than the sinners are sick. Because Satan just loves to embarrass Jesus. He loves to do that. And these are doctors I see. Is your new husband a doctor too?
No.
But you are. Dr. Noel brought her down here for the first time several years ago, and she came back with her husband now. We are waiting for divine health. Are you waiting for divine health?
Yes.
I am. I don't want anything more. I don't like to be sick. I don't like it at all. And we get our wages, though. The wages of sin is death. And every once in a while, the Lord just has to say, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I'm going to have to slow you down a bit and let you take stock of what's going on in your own body. Now, everybody tells us we don't take care of our bodies. Well, I try to. I try to eat right. I probably don't rest right. But, you know, there's so much to do. There are so many things, so many people needing help. And I can't, like Brother Jack prophesied to me once, that I might look longingly at the embroidery hoops. But it wasn't for me. That's not what God has for me as a housewife. Sure. We all look longingly maybe at the old ways, or maybe we don't want to serve God with all of our might. We want to be just kind of, you know, float along. I'm saved. I won't go to hell. No, I don't want that. I want to serve him with all of my might, and I want to get all these sins out of me that I can possibly know about. Now, there's a lot of things. Now, we talked on inherited sexual sins in the occult line upstairs, and I told the girls about my own family line, all the way back, had been to fortune tellers and had been to seances and read fortunes and read tea leaves and all of that. But I had never done that. Not that I'm so holy and pure, but I just didn't happen to do that. I read horoscopes, so. But we had a wonderful deliverance up there of divination spirits. That goes back to the third and the fourth generation, and it was all the way back in my family line, but I had no idea. You know, a lot of things, we are suffering from the sins of our fathers. Now, see, Joel says, the Lord says, I'm going to cleanse your blood that has not been cleansed. Now, this powers of sickness, a lot of it is coming in through our bloodline, through mixtures. God doesn't like mixtures. He hates it. He hates it. And we need to every day ask Jesus to forgive us and cleanse us from any mixtures and to cleanse our blood. Because if your blood gets pure, what's going to happen? You're going to be well, aren't you? It's the impurities in our bodies, in our bloodline, and in our colon probably that makes us sick more than any other thing. And so if you believe the Word of God, excuse me, And if you believe that he is able to cleanse your blood, and if he's able to bring the powers of death, deliver you from the powers of death, you're going to be a healthier person than you were when you came here. You believe that? Glenn, will you turn off that fan up there? It's blowing down on my head. I praise God. I praise God that he gives us strength and he gives us the knowledge. He gives us the knowledge to bring our sins. You know, he might not show you all your sins in one day. We couldn't stand it. If he'd walk up here right now and start reading off each one of us, myself included, our sins, we'd probably keel over in the dead faint. But little by little, he is working with us. Little by little, he's changing me, the Course says. And he says he's going to drive these enemies out little by little. Well, we've been saved, I guess, 60 years? Pentecostals. Oh, I should be way up there in the having the prize in my hand. But you see, lack of knowledge has almost destroyed many a Christian. Lack of knowledge. Even though I'm a minister's daughter, the lack of knowledge of evil, of what was... I used to think, Lord, I haven't moved in God for years, but I didn't know what to do. How many is like that? You've just been in the same place for years. And finally, when I heard the deliverance message, I knew that's what I needed. I knew I needed to be delivered. And I've had a lot of deliverances, but I'm seeking more and more and more. Seek the face of God. Seek him. Show me Jesus. Then he'll let you on this plateau, and you won't have any hard deliverances for a long time. Then all of a sudden, down comes the axe to the root. Another whack on the root. Another whack at the root. And he says he's going to cut us down, cut that root. The root of evil that's in us, born in us. Now there's more curses. I talked to the girls up there about, we talked a lot today and had a lot of workshop work done. We talked about curses on us, poverty curses. If you're living in poverty, probably you haven't paid your tithes and you haven't asked the Lord to forgive you for stealing his money. I mean, that's pretty straight. But I think that he says, I'll put a curse on you in Malachi if you rob me. Well, you wouldn't think of going and robbing the bank, but would you think about robbing God of his rightful tithe? No. But we've done it, haven't we? See, that's something to be repenting of and asking him to lift that curse off of us. The curse of poverty. There's so many people calling. There's a lot of turmoil in the money system in the United States right now and in the world. And people are calling us all the time, where did I put my money? What will I do? I said, I don't know. Just seek God. Just seek the Lord. Because if you tell somebody to go put it in the bank and the bank closes the next day, then you're in trouble. So just seek God and ask him what to do. And then if you can't pay your bills, you better seek God and repent and ask him to forgive you or your ancestors for not giving God his rightful money. There's so many things and so many facets to all of this walking in the Spirit, and the enemy wants us to... He just wants us to keep collecting our wages, keep dying, keep sinning, keep dying, I say. And we've got to come into a realization that all of these little things, these little foxes that spoil our vines, has to be repented of. And the blood of Jesus has to be applied over our bodies and over our souls even. There's parts of our soul that's saved. We all know that. But there's a lot of other things that the enemy has put on us through ignorance that our parents have done. Why, even illegitimate children, that's Glenn may get on this, I don't know, that's a 400-year curse in our background. Can you believe that there hasn't been an illegitimate child born out of wedlock in 400 years in your bloodline? Why, we'd be foolish to believe that there's never been anything like that. So that's another thing. The Curse of the Bastard. There's a book back there by the Moody's that is excellent on the Curse of the Bastard. We pray for that curse all the time. And then these inherited sexual sins. You wonder, why do people want to kill themselves? so many suicidal spirits among the body of Christ that they want to just die and get it over with. That's coming through the occult. That's coming from your ancestors, maybe, if you've never been involved in the occult. But Jesus wants to set us free. He wants to set us free. And now let's get on to mortifying. I read 14, didn't I? Romans 8:14. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You're going to believe that now? You're not going to fight the sons of God message anymore? If any of you fought that, you better think about it for a little while and maybe repent. Because there's a lot of truth in it. Maybe they had a lot of air. Well, you think there wasn't a lot of air in early Pentecostal? Oh, my land, I could stand up here and write a book that would curl your hair, but I wouldn't do it. But I mean, there's still a lot of truth in this chapter. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear and so on. But up here, we're going to mortify the deeds of the body, and ye shall live. Ye shall move into death, into life. Life is going to swallow up death. You know, there's a scripture that says, if you keep my commandments, you shall move into life. You know that? A lot of people say, oh, you don't have to keep the commandments. Well, that's a lie from the pit. We do have to. We're not supposed to commit adultery. We're not supposed to covet. We're not supposed to have any other gods before us, are we?
Amen. That's right.
We're not to bear false witness and lie and gossip and all that. No. We've got to keep every one of those commandments and then everyone else that's written in this word. We have to keep every word of this Bible or else we may have a sin creeping in, a little more death coming in. We're going to mortify, we're going to put to death the deeds of the body. And we're coming down to the redemption of our bodies. Now, the Spirit, 26th verse. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. You know, we have cases here that when they walk in, I wouldn't know how to pray for them in my own knowledge, my head knowledge. I just have to tell them, I have to pray for you in the Spirit. I don't know how to pray for you. Things are so gross sometimes that you wouldn't even have the nerve to try to pray for it in English. You have to let the Holy Spirit pray through you. And he helpeth our infirmities. How many have any infirmities in here this afternoon? How many have anything wrong with you in your body? Well, don't be ashamed. I mean, let's be real truthful. Sure. So the Holy Spirit knows not what we know not what we should pray for as you ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now then, you'll find yourself just groaning in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit will be groaning inside of you, just groaning, and you won't even know maybe what you're praying about. But he knows. He prays perfectly. He prays perfectly. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know this, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. How many believe you're called to walk on into sonship and into life and disperse death? I know I am. I never did hear this message. I didn't hear it until after we started coming into the deliverance message that I began to hear about the Lord Jesus being manifested through us and healing the sick and raising the dead and all through all of us. We're gonna have to believe that if we're gonna walk on in Jesus, aren't we?
Amen.
We have to. For we're predestinated for that, I believe, to be conformed to the image of his Son. The more of the bad guy you get out of yourself, the more of Jesus you're gonna come into the image of his Son.
Amen.
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And this goes on, 35th verse, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? No. Or distress? No. Persecution? Oh, just bless them and go right on. You think we're not persecuted? But praise God, I went through persecution in the early 30s in the Pentecostal movement, and I got used to it, I guess. Lord, he has to get us used to what he's calling us into to let us experience something so we know if we can overcome. Now, there won't be any overcomers if we don't have any trials, will there? And the overcomers are going to have the juicy rewards in heaven, not the people that are namby-pambies and never have anything to overcome. famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are what? More than a conqueror. Praise God. More, Marshall, more than a conqueror. That's pretty much, isn't it? When you're more than a conqueror, through him, through Jesus that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. He loves us even though we may slip and stumble. He still loves us, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Word of God is so precious, isn't it? And the more you read it, the more you see that you want to clean up your life. You want to be an overcomer. You want to flee fornication, the Bible says. Flee it. Flee idolatry. Run away from it. Overcome evil by doing good. Flee those evil things on TV. We watch TV. Sure we do. We watch the news, the weather. I was telling somebody I have a respect when they come on with a tornado warning. I was in two, and I don't care to be in another one. And we have a basement here, and I go down toward the door when it turns green out here. And we haven't had any storm like that lately, but I have a respect for that. Somebody said, oh, I don't fear. I said, well, I don't necessarily fear, but I don't jump in front of Mack trucks either. You know, we Christians may do a lot of bragging. You know, bragging is sinful. Boasting is really sinful. And that's another thing we need to repent about this afternoon. Let's do that right now for boasting. That's a terrible sin. Father, we just lift up the sins of boasting that's in all of us. We ask you to wash us and cleanse us from making boastful statements, Lord. Oh, God, we are not so super spiritual that we cannot be touched. And, Lord, we just ask you to forgive us for every time, in every form, or in any way we've ever boasted about anything. Lord, because we know you don't like it. And, Lord, all of the idolatry, idolizing speakers, pride, thinking we're the only ones. There's a lot of people haven't bowed to Baal yet. We need to believe that. You know, some people, well, I was taught from the pulpit in the Assemblies of God that we were the only church going to heaven. I believed it. I believed it until some preacher, it hasn't been more than, 1967, he said to me, you need the Assembly of God spirit cast out of you. Well, we never missed a service. Wednesday night, Saturday, Sunday. Glenn was Sunday school superintendent. I thought, what's he mean by that? I said, all right, I don't want any bad spirit in me. How many is like that? You don't want anything. If somebody calls it to your attention, just say, okay, pray for me. I always say if it ain't in there, it ain't going to come out. But it might be in there, see, because people have discerning of spirits. Don't forget. I think some ministers believe that the audience don't have any discerning of spirits. I think the audience may have more discerning of spirits than the pastors many times. But anyway, I said to him, cast it out of me. I don't want any bad spirit like that, thinking we're the only ones. You know, the devil would like us to believe we're the only ones. Casting out demons, that's a bunch of hooey. The prisoners are casting out demons. Over there at Memphis, when we went over there in the prison, my land, those prisoners are on fire for Jesus. So he prayed for me, and something lifted off of me. I like to feel these things when they go, and then you know for sure that you know that you know. How many like that? You know, we Christians need our spiritual senses exercised. We really do. We need our ears open to the voice of the Lord. We need our eyes open to see. We need our sense of smell. You know, sometimes you can smell the Lord. This beautiful, wonderful, no perfume on earth can duplicate it. But then other times you can smell the enemy. And that's a horrible odor. And our sense of touch. I have laid my hand on people's backs and it felt like a gunny sack of snakes writhing around in there. I don't know, am I scaring some of you people? Well, I was scared the first time I heard anything like this. I wanted to run. All I did was shake, though. But, you know, who was shaking? The enemy, shaking in me. Fearing and trembling, because he knew. He knew once the truth came out. The truth's going to set all of you free this afternoon. We're going to come against the... I'll tell you something else. I had a curse of death on me. Born, the day I was born, put on me, and I didn't even know it. And a minister said to me, "You've got a curse of death on you." I said, "I don't want a curse of death on me." And he said, "It came on you the day you were born." And I did not know, but I've known all my life, my mother would tell me, that your grandmother was angry because you were born, that she had a second child. My mother was an only child, and I had a brother. And my grandmother literally stomped her feet and said, "I wish this kid would die." Right when she was washing me up, I was born at home. My mother told me that, but see, I didn't realize that's a curse of death. Our words are powerful. And I had all kinds of automobile accidents, ruptured my spleen, almost died. All kinds of things happened to me. Nothing ever happened to my brother like that. I had the whooping cough the worst way, the measles 4 times, high fever, ear trouble, throat trouble, lung trouble. All of it was coming from a curse of death put on by my own grandmother. And when the man of God discerned it, he commanded to go, and I have been in almost perfect health ever since. Almost in perfect health ever since. And before that, I used to be in and out of hospitals and in and out of doctor's office and pills. And the Lord delivered me. You know, these infirmities, we let them go on too long. The Bible says, first bind what? The strong man. Strong man of infirmity. How about us binding the strong man of infirmity right now, shall we?
Yes.
Father, we come now in the name of Jesus and all these infirmities in our bodies. Lord, we just ask you to give us the authority to bind the strong man of infirmity right now. Lord, we need your authority to do this. Lord, we just receive, Lord. We receive authority to bind this strong man of infirmity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For authority over all the powers of the enemy. He says, "I give it to you." Well, let's receive it this afternoon. It's authority over all the powers of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. I bind the strong man of infirmity over this whole congregation right now. I bind the strong man of cancers and tumors, lung trouble, heart trouble, diabetes, hyperglycemia, all kinds of tumors, deafness, blindness. Did I call out diabetes? Diabetes. Call out your infirmities. Let's hear them. High blood pressure and hypertension and forgetfulness and nervousness. And diseases in the back. Infirmities of your back. All kinds of pains and aches in the knees. Bladder infections. Kidney infections. Valves in the heart that's not operating. Sinus. Unclean sinus problems. Praise you, Jesus. Allergies, allergies, allergies. We bind all of these infirmities. We bound the strong man now. We're going to take authority of them. We're going to command these things to start coming out now in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come out, tumors. Come out, all the infirmities of the back. Come out of their backs. Come out of their knees. Come out of their mind. Insanity. Insanity, forgetfulness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirit of forgetfulness, come on out in Jesus' name. You are a defeated foe. We have bound you. You have to go. Heart trouble, go. Heart trouble, go in Jesus' name. Diverticulitis, come out of the colon in Jesus' name. Come out. All disease, all serpentines in the colon, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Serpentines, come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Deafness, blindness, feebleness, feeble knees. Who has got feeble knees? Come out. Feeble knees. Okay, stand up. Everybody's got feeble knees. We're going to command that spirit to let go of your knees in Jesus' name. Feeble knees. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody believe. Everybody believe. Come out, you spirits of causing this feeble knees in Jesus' name. Come out of her, come out of her, come out of her, come out of these ladies in the name of Jesus. All spirits causing feeble knees in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's right, cough it out, let it go. We're not in church. We're in a delivery room right now. Praise God. We don't have to be so pious. We'll have church tonight. Praise God. Alzheimer's. Oh, that's a terrible disease. Alzheimer's. Who has Alzheimer's? Anybody here? Confusion. Confusion. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Confusion. Forgetfulness. Come out. Can't remember the word of God. Can't remember people's names. How many's got that problem? Can't remember. Just can't remember the Bible. In the name of Jesus, we command that infirmity to leave in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mental sickness. Mental sickness. All sickness of the mind that torments, all the torments in the mind, I bind you. Come out. In the lungs, come out. Everybody that smoked and injured your lungs or worked in places where they smoked, we command those spirits to come out of the lungs now. Come on out. That's right.
Out in Jesus' name.
Breathe them out. Cast them out. The word cast out means to give a quick breath and breathe them out. Let them go in Jesus' name. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Anybody else with infirmity? Snoring. Snoring. We had a girl upstairs that they prayed for that stops breathing in the middle of the night. What do they call that, Dr. No? Oh, yeah, asthma and bronchitis and allergies in the bronchial tubes.
Yes,
and throat trouble. Sleep apnea. You got a lot of help with that today, didn't you? Praise God. Oh, yes, deterioration, that's bitterness eating you up. Envy rots the bones. Isn't that what the Bible says? Yes?
Agoraphobia.
What is that?
That's fear of multiple.
Oh, fear of going places. Yes.
Fear.
Awful fear. I have girls call me up and they say they have panic attacks. Well, that's a new one, you know, new. Yes, fear of high places, fear of airplanes, fear of riding in a car, all kinds of fear. Who casts out fear? What's the scripture on that? Perfect love. Who is perfect love? Jesus is that perfect love. He casts, come on out, fear, in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of fear. Spirit of fear, come out. Fear of dying, come out. Fear of dying, come out. Fear of sinning and causing torment in your body, in your mind. All torments of the mind. Come out. All fear. Fear, come on out. There's a lot more fear in here. Open your mouth and let it go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, spirit of fear, come out. Jesus is the perfect love that will cast you up. Fear of failure, yes. Fear of cancer. Fear of cancer. Come on out. Fear of failure, come out in Jesus' name. Fear of the Pope, if you've been Catholics. Fear of the nuns, fear of Catholics, fear of the Pope, fear of purgatory, fear of hell. Come on out in Jesus' name. Everybody just keep praying. This is a delivery room. Lots of things go on in a delivery room. Tonight we'll have church. Praise God. Anything else? I think, Glenn, you're about ready to come up, plus?
Apathy and ignorance.
Yes. Lack of knowledge. What's that? What's that scripture? Yes. My people are destroyed for what? Because we don't read the word enough. You read the word, you get convicted. Oh, little bumps on her skin. Acne and all the skin diseases. Eczema. What's that other stuff they get on there? Psoriasis on the hair. Yes, all of those diseases, in the name of Jesus, diseases of the skin. Oh, yes, thyroid, goiters. Yes, all of those spirits. Lack of bladder control, all right? Poor muscle. We need We need to be whole, don't we? Jesus said, "Will thou be made whole?" Well, will we? Yes, Lord, we want to be made whole, don't we, Brother Jack? We want to be made whole.
Amen.
We want to be made whole, Jesus. He says, "Well, wilt thou?" Yes, yes, Lord. You know, a lot of these spirits have been bound, and you may think, well, I didn't carry on, and I didn't vomit, and I didn't do this or do that. But they are bound, and just bear my word, they're going to come out every day, day by day. They're going to see that their time is over. And you just keep crying out. Whoever cries out, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Whoever. Say, I'm a whoever.
I'm a whoever.
I cry out to you, Lord, to deliver me from all evil. That's the Lord's prayer. You've prayed that for years. Preachers have prayed that. They've taught it. Then when deliverance comes in the church, they find it. They've been praying all the time. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us. Well, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Anything else? Any other infirmity we're going to come against? High blood pressure, low blood pressure, both. High or low blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, we bind your power.
Choking,
that's right. And fear of choking has to go in Jesus' name. And emphysema, yes, darling. Anemia. Pernicious anemia, that enemy, just eats us up, eats up our blood. Edema, body fills up with water. Hyperglycemia, come out, and emphysema, that's what I want to get. Emphysema, come out of that lady in the wheelchair now in Jesus' name. She never smoked a day in her life, but her husband did. And you see, she breathed it, and she got the consequences too. Lord, we just thank you for delivering her, Lord Jesus, delivering her, Lord Jesus, so she can get off of that oxygen, healing her lungs, restoring. We're in the days of restoration. He's restoring us. Praise God. Come on, Glenn. We are more than conquerors. Say that.
We are more than
conquerors. Hallelujah. We're going to win yet. We're going to win yet. Praise God.
We're going to take up here for a little bit again where we left off this morning. Doc was working on that here, but we need... I don't know if you did upstairs any or not, but we need to work on that some more from this morning. Rejection. Rejection. Rejection starts in a lot of people in the womb. Rejection comes from the womb. And they have it all their life, and they don't understand and don't know why. It's because they were rejected as a child before they were born, even right after the conception. So there's rejection. And rejection, she went down the line this morning with rejection, resentment, hatred, revenge. Then comes murder and suicide and untimely death and... And bitterness. I'm going to work on that for a minute. Spirits of forgiveness, I come against or rejection. Unforgiveness is a thing. Spirits of rejection, I come against you in the name of Jesus. And I bind you spirits of rejection that have been with these people, some of them before they were born. And then rejection has come after they were born because of things that have happened in their lives. I come against the spirits of rejection from their parents or from their associates or from school or from their playmates. I come against the spirit of rejection and I bind and break your assignment over these people in the name of Jesus. You foul spirit of rejection, I break your assignment. I loose you in Jesus' name. We are loved in the beloved. The Lord Jesus loves us. If others haven't loved us, Jesus does love us. And I break this curse of rejection over every one of us. Come out in Jesus' name. You spirit of rejection that makes people think that nobody loves them, nobody wants them, I bind and break your assignment over these people in Jesus' name. You spirit that tells them that the way they look and brings them rejection because they think they don't look right. I bind that spirit in Jesus' name. That's a spirit that tells people that. And I bind and break your assignment in Jesus' name. There's nobody looks like somebody else. We all look like ourselves. And so that's the way the Lord made us. And you spirits of rejection for of yourself, I break that assignment in Jesus' name. Rejection of self. I rebuke you. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. Now, you spirit of resentment, I bind that spirit of in Jesus' name. Resentment. Resentment against those that you feel have rejected you. I break that curse in Jesus' name. Resentment, come out. Come out of these people. I break the curse of resentment. Then the spirit of hatred that comes in after they resent somebody. Spirit of hatred. Hatred. A hatred of themselves and hatred of others. Both. It works both ways. I break this curse, the spirit of hatred. Command to come out of these people in Jesus' name. Come out. Hatred. Come on out. Then revenge. You're going to get revenge against somebody because they did something to you. And I bind that spirit of revenge. I rebuke you, you spirit of revenge. Come out of these people. Loose them in Jesus' name. I put the blood of Jesus to cleanse them. Then you're going to get revenge. So you come back to Cain and Abel. Murder. I rebuke the spirit of murder. I curse that spirit of murder in Jesus' name. I bind you. Break your assignment in Jesus' name. Or suicide. You hate yourself, so you commit suicide. You foul spirit that causes you to hate yourself. I rebuke you. I break your assignment. In spirit of suicide, I bind you. I bind your power. I break your assignment over these people in Jesus' name. Suicide. Now I come against untimely death. Spirit of death, I bind and break your assignment. You spirit of untimely death, we're going to live and not die. We're going to live and not die. Jesus is Lord. And I bind the spirit of untimely death. I break your assignment over these people in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Come out. Spirit of death. I bind your power and break your assignment. We will live out our allotted time. We will live out our allotted time. You'll not kill us by accident. You'll not cause an accident. You'll not cause an infirmity. I bind and break the spirit of death that would cause an untimely death. I loose every one of us from it in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in the name of Jesus. Untimely death, I bind your power. Break your assignment. We will live our allotted time that the Lord has allotted to us, and you'll not rob us. I break your assignment, I loose us. We will live and not die in Jesus' name until our allotted time is up in Jesus' name. Abortion. Our allotted time is 70 years. That is everybody's allotted time, 70 years. After that, then it's what the Lord allows us to have. I say Moses got 120 and that's never been changed. It says right in there that the days of man was 120 and that it's never been changed. It does say that they're guaranteed 70, but it doesn't say that they ever lost the 120. So we're going for the 120. Amen. By that time, we'll walk into the kingdom. Hallelujah. I come against the spirit of abortion. Well, I'm going to talk about that a little bit. I will get back to that later. I come against mental problems. I come against mental problems. I bind you foul spirits that torment our minds. I bind and break your assignment in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of the in our unconscious mind. I bind the spirits that cause us the flashbacks of things of the past. I put the blood of Jesus against the subconscious mind.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.